published in the Washington Post in 2001, the New York Times in 2006, the Herald Leader and Associated Press countless times, John Flavel is a master of photography and journalism. Raised in 1970s West Germany, with no internet or English-speaking television, Flavel had to resort to reading for entertainment. That all changed, however, when his father started getting into photography by visiting a camera shop across from the military base he and his family lived at. Flavel followed suit and began a hobby that would turn into a lifetime career.
Culturally, everything was brand new and, quote, liberating. Photography became, I don't know how else to explain it. It was almost like doing film. If you could do photography real well, and you enjoyed doing photography real well, it was always there. It could always satisfy you.
Completing graduate school in 1989, Flavel had the world at his fingertips. He began his illustrious career by working as chief photographer for the Ashland Independent.
Why'd you leave?
It came down to they were going to get rid of one of us, and I could retire or semi-retire, and I could make a living on the outside. I could make a living out of the newspaper. So when I did leave, I went to work for the Associated Press as a contract photographer covering politics, and I was busy every day. So I liked that.
After a few years of freelancing, Flavel was given an opportunity that would change everything, to teach journalism at MSU.
Was teaching something you knew you were going to get into, or did it just happen?
No. Never, ever thought that I would get into teaching, especially at the college level. We always did a little mentoring professionally as a courtesy. We're a close-knit group of people. So there's always that. You know, every once in a while, I'll look over portfolios from Indiana University because I went there. So, no, teaching was never something I thought I'd get into.
One of Flavel's proudest moments in his career was getting to interview famous comedian George Carlin.
All the interviews that I read up to that time that he had been doing for that tour were the exact same, and they were horrible. Talk about this, talk about that, the same four or five things. But when I found out, for example, that he had been working on a play about his life, that he wanted to put it on Broadway. He hadn't figured out exactly yet how he was going to present this play. I had never heard that before. I had never read it. I had never heard it, that he was actually working on it. He said some of it would be funny, some of it would be tragic. But it took 35 minutes to get him there. If I'd stuck with the 10 minutes, I would have had a garbage interview. I was immensely gratified. I couldn't sleep for 3 days after that interview.
When out in the field, an important lesson to live by for Flavel is being truthful when telling a story. For him, that's the biggest difference between fine art and photojournalism.
It has nothing to do with what the old classics were like. It has everything to do with if you remove the color, then you see the texture. If you see the texture of a photograph, you're seeing about 90% of it. Step back and look at the composition of the photograph. Now you're seeing 100% of it, and the color's not getting in the way.
However, for Flavel, the most imperative thing is the students he teaches.
I had a student come in, maybe her second or third year, and it was the second or third year that I was here. When I was getting students published before that, it was amazing to me. They could go on and they could do well. But when she came in and told me, you're the only one that's ever showed us what our options are or could be, that hit me pretty hard. And I don't think that she understood how important her words were. That's when I thought, okay, now, so this is important to them. So that's why we keep hitting away and hammering away at people who just sat there and stare at me and not say anything. I know they have something to say. It's up to me to figure out how to get them to say it.
I'm Chaz Jenkins.